Fine. Honestly, if I could have one quality, I wish I could be as smart as you guys.
Keep dreaming.
Sheldon!
No, I'm sorry. That's me having fun with you. Look, you may not be as academically inclined as are we. Yes, that's how you say it. But you possess an intelligence I envy, which leads me to my answer. I would choose the ability to read people's minds.
Well, I can't read people's minds. Actually, that's not true. I can read men's minds, but only because it's usually the one thing.
When are we going to get robot eyes?
You're all alike.
Well, what I meant was, I often misinterpret how others are feeling. Like, I can't always tell if someone is only joking or laughing at me. You know, like, if they're mad at something I've done or just in a bad mood. It's incredibly stressful.
Really? You always seem so confident.
Well, I'm not. And if I could read people's minds, life would be so much simpler.
Well, now I wish I had the ability to make that stuff easier for you.
Thank you.
Wow, I just felt this wave of affection for you.
You sure it's not too much Bible juice?
And the wave is gone.
Down, we're working here.
Okay, we've got the cipher decoded.
How's it going with the globe? We use the coordinates to locate the cities.
I'm putting the city names in the grid now. I'm sure that'll give us the code to the safe.
Solve puzzle too fast! Slow down!
Yep, got the code.
Just saying! No refund for finish early!
Sure you don't want to go home? The bags return, they'll deliver it to us.
No, I'm not leaving without her.
Right. Well, wait.
I could have driven her.
What?
The day she left for Florida, she asked me to drive her to the airport. I was too busy, and I made her take a cab. I was too busy.
There's no way you could have known. Be right back. Excuse me.
Yes.
You better find my husband's mother, because one way or another, we're walking out of this airport with a dead woman.
Which book are we looking for?
Origin of Species.
Here it is. There's a black light.
Oh, hang on.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, I have none, but this man's father is my father's son. Who am I looking at? Yeah, we get it. You want brains. Calm down.
Well, if I don't have a brother, my father's son is me, and if I'm this man's father, then he's my son. The answer's son.
Oh, there's a picture of the sun over there.
I bet the key's behind it.
Give me somewhere else!
Oh, got the key!
So that's the key to the door? That's it?
Spent $200 on 6 minutes of fun?
It's like when we bought that remote-controlled helicopter, and it just flew away.
Sorry, guys. Really thought the puzzles would be better.
Well, to be fair, we do all have advanced degrees.
Remember that before you post on Yelp!
If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone?
So it would be today? Huh. Well, I suppose there's something satisfying about dying on my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
Well, that's always been a secret. Not even Amy knows.
Well, I don't enjoy presents. And the thought of people jumping out and yelling surprise fills me with more dread than the words George Lucas director's cut.
So, why'd you finally tell me?
The point of the experiment is to be completely honest with each other.
Oh, thank you for sharing it with me. I won't tell anyone.
Thank you.
That was so funny. I never would have pegged you for a Pisces.
You're making it difficult to love you right now.
Great news, your bag was returned.
Oh, thank God.
It's okay, she's here. Ma's here.
Thank you so much.
Ma, I'm sorry I didn't take you to the airport. I just want you to know that I'll never forgive myself for being so selfish. And I promise to keep you close for the rest of my life.
Oh no, that thing's gonna end up in my bedroom.
That's it. We're done with the questions.
All that's left to do is stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes without talking.
Okay. No, wait, hang on. Bladder check. We're good to go.
You ready?
Yes.
And begin. This is kind of creepy.
We're not supposed to talk during this part.
Sorry.
This is kind of creepy.
Do you want to stop? I know you have trouble with eye contact.
Well, you have a brown fleck in your right iris that looks like a Formula One race car. So I'm just concentrating on that. Plus, it's easier around people that I'm comfortable with.
Oh, sweetie, I'm comfortable around you, too.
Of course you are. I'm warm and soothing. I'm like a human bowl of tomato soup.
I meant more like a little brother.
Oh. Well, I suppose I do think of you as a sister. And sometimes a mother.
It's getting creepy again.
What?
Just thinking about the day I met you and Leonard.
It was a Monday afternoon. You joined us for Indian food.
Can you believe it's been 8 years?
Yeah, and you're still eating our food.
Can't remember a time you guys weren't in my life.
I remember it perfectly. But I have an eidetic memory. If you're interested, I also remember how much you owe us for the food.
That's it? That wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't. Now let's tabulate the results of the experiment. I think it's safe to say that you're not in love with me, and I'm not in love with you. And psychology has once again proved itself the doofus of the sciences.
Well, maybe, but I'm still glad we did it. I do feel closer to you.
And I you. And yes, that's how you say that. Yeah, so given our newfound intimacy, I'd say we have some hard choices to make.
Like what?
Gary Con, do we fly or drive? Do we wear costumes? And if so, who gets to be Gary? Thank you for walking me home.
Just want to make sure you get there safe.
Well, this is me. It's been a very interesting evening.
It really has.
Surprise! And after I let you be Gary.